Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that he has set for his people. My name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Yisrael, located at 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing in for the senior Moray here at the House of Yisrael, Moray Ishiah Yisrael. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yah is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yah is the lawgiver, and Yah is the redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is our king. And he alone will save us. So we give all honor, glory, and praises to the Most High. And this is nothing but the truth. And I just want to say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, YouTube, or Blog Talk. For we know that the only reason why you are tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Creator. And we would like to apologize for our tardiness. We had some technical issues, but we're here to praise Yah. And what are we here to speak on this evening? Well, we've been discussing many things this week. Whether we're speaking on Yah's government, whether we're speaking on Yah's praise, or whether we are speaking on just having the ways of Yah established before us and knowing the ways of where we should go. All of these things, whether you're speaking on government, whether you're just speaking on the praises of Yah, or whether you're just speaking on just giving the testimonies of Yahweh, they all bear one thing in common. They all have one common theme. They all have one common goal. And many people are searching to and fro throughout the world, and they're looking for this. They're looking for righteous doctrine. They're looking for a righteous speech. They're really looking to be inspired. Only a people that searches for a power or an inspiration of power will go out there and vote. Only a people that are searching for to be heard will go out there and march and subject themselves to being hit by rocks and have dogs sunk on them and fire hose sprayed on them. Only a people that are seeking such to be recognized as a power will go out in the world and proclaim their dominance above any other nation on the face of this earth. All of these things have one common goal in common. They're all looking for righteous speech. And through speech, power is invoked. And through that power being invoked through these speeches, people are inspired. And we're going to speak on this evening about what speeches are the world hearkening to. Are we hearkening to the king's speech? Are we hearkening to inspirational and motivational speeches? Or are we hearkening to the words of Yahweh, to the speeches of Yah's servant? And it's a vast difference between what Yahweh inspires you to do and what man inspires you to do. It's a vast difference between being motivated between what Yah inspires you to do and what man inspires you to do. And we're going to go through some scriptures tonight dealing with this very topic. And the first place we're going to go, if you turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter. And we just so happened to go over this scripture last night. Because what we're trying to do is establish something. We're trying to show to the world that there is no wisdom, understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. Absolutely nothing against Yah. And what the world is going out there trying to proclaim, and what most people are trying to hear, they're trying to be inspired. They're trying to be called to duty. And look at what Yahweh commissions. Look at what Yahweh sets forth. In the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter and the 11th verse, it reads, "And Yahweh said unto him, Who have made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I Yahweh? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say." That's right. So whatever speech that Moses delivered to the people, it was all from the words of Yahweh. That's why when Moses got out of pocket, when he got out of order, and he did that which was not commanded, Yah said, "Man, you didn't do that for my glory. You did that for your own glory. All you have to do is just stick to the proverbial script. All you have to do is stick to what I'm commanding you, and the people will be inspired. The people will be moved. The people will be motivated and be called to action." But when man delivers his speech, when man delivers his words, all people do is get, I don't know if they get, they don't get inspired. They either get frightened or they get motivated to do a bunch of things that's not ordained by the Most High. So what speech are we hearkening to today? What speech should we be seeking after? Now, I know it's a lot of us, a lot of Israel that say, "Well, I'm inspired by the Most High, and I'm inspired by the words of the Most High." Well, not so. Because if you are inspired, then things will take place that look totally different than that what is taking place in the world today. Turn with me to the book of Psalms 19. In the book of Psalms, the 19th division, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. Psalms 19 and 1 reads, "The heavens declare the glory of Elohim, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. And there is no speech, nor language, where their voice is not heard. Their line is going out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them have he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race." Yeah, day by day, uttering speech. It's uttering speech. And you know what day by day is uttering speech? It's showing forth the handiwork of Yahweh. It's confirming the words of Yahweh. It's telling the world, it's recording to the world, it is delegating to the world that Yahweh ruleth and not man. That Yahweh made and not man. That Yahweh is the creator and not man. This is the speech day unto day is uttering. Why? Because Yahweh said that he made two great lights, and the greater light is to rule the day, and the lesser light is to show and the lesser light is to rule by night. That's why it says, "And night unto night is show of knowledge." It's showing the knowledge. So when you see that the greater light is no longer ruling, and you see darkness, you are seeing the confirmation of Yahweh. You are seeing the praises of Yahweh. The day is saying, "I'm the greater," the sun is saying, "I'm the greater light, because Yahweh ordained me to be the greater light. So I'm going to shine forth bright, and you're going to have light during the day." And then as soon as the greater light starts to lose its dominance and it goes away, you see the later, you see the latter light come out. And now you see that this light is a great light, but it's a lesser light. And it's showing forth knowledge. It's saying, now you know the difference between light and darkness. Because you see a greater light and you see a later light. And you see a light, you see a greater light and you see a lesser light. Day by day is uttering speech. But if you listen to man, they'll tell you that all of this is misconstrued. All of this is just a bunch of man's opinions. That's how you see it. Everybody knows the day begins in evening. When the greater light is drawn away, everybody knows that. Well, what speech is day unto day is it uttering? And what knowledge is night unto night uttering? Now, was the night trying to take over for what Yah purposed the day to do? No. Is the day light, is the greater light trying to do the responsibilities of the latter light? No, it's not. That's why it's uttering speech. That's why it's showing forth knowledge, because it's doing exactly what Yahweh commissioned it to do. The only ones that's confused, the only ones that speak words against it, the only one that brings perverse and diverse speeches is man. And man will tell you, no, the greater light, the lesser light determines everything. It determines when the beginning of the day begins. It determines when the month begins. It determines when the year begins. It's got all these great responsibilities, even though it's the lesser light. Why are people confused? Because they're going by the speeches and the words of man, and not the words of the true and living Elohim. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 15th division. In the book of Psalms, the 15th division, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. It reads, Yahweh, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? And who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth with his tongue and does evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honoreth them that fear Yah, and he sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that does these things shall never be moved. That's right. You have to work righteousness. Just like it's Yahweh that exercises loving kindness, exercises judgment. We have to exercise righteousness. And the only way that we can do that is we got to stand firm to our word. That's why it says that he that sweareth to his own hurt and change not. This is how we break our own heart. Because we just have to start declaring that we're going to serve Yah. And once we done declared it, we got to do it to our own hurt. So I know it may hurt to put that weed away. But if that's what you done sworn to the Most High, then put it away. I know it may hurt to put that meat away. But if you done swore it to the Most High, put it away. I know it may hurt to put that wine up. But if you done swore it unto the Most High, put it away. We swear to our own hurt, because this is how we exercise righteousness. This is how we work out righteousness. This is how we honor them that fear Yah. This is how we honor Yah. This is how we proclaim to the world that we fear Yah. You got to exercise righteousness. So that means that in captivity, you don't say, well, because we are in captivity, I can't control my diet. So I'm just going to eat however I please. I'm not going to check anything for conscience sake because I'm in the polluted land and Yah said I'm a dying. No, you always aspire to exercise righteousness. You don't just throw your cards in and say, man, we in captivity and we don't own these homes. We don't own this land. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just live like the Romans. I'm in Rome, so I'm going to live as the Romans. I can't keep the Sabbath day here. Why? Because I just can't. I can't kill nobody for not keeping the Sabbath, so I can't keep it. Well, what does that have to do with you as an individual? Wisdom is letting you know to exercise righteousness, to execute righteousness. Follow the speeches, follow the words, follow the commands of Yahweh and his servant that comes in the name of Yah, bearing the words of Yah. Because this is what speeches are supposed to do. This is what wise counsel is supposed to do. This is what wise words are supposed to do. They're supposed to inspire. That's why it says this in the book of Proverbs, the 29th division. If you turn with me there. In the book of Proverbs, the 29th division, and the 18th verse, it reads, where there is no vision, man, the people perish. That's right, where people are not inspired, they just perish. So why tell people and give people speeches that Yahweh is not going to save you when he said he's going to save you? Why come to the people and say, I know that you've been holding this day sacred unto to yourself because this is showing the, your praises to the Most High. But we just can't do that in captivity. I know you want to give the hollow things that belong unto Yah to Yahweh, but just keep it because we can't do that in captivity. Why are you doing things that's causing the people to perish? Because now you have nothing to be inspired to. Once you've been browbeated into believing that all you are is a slave, that all you can ever be is a slave, and the only time that you're going to have any type of salvation is when you die, man, that's not an inspiration. That's not something that's motivational. That's something that makes you just lie down in the corner somewhere and die and just wait to die. This is not what Yahweh has purposed for his people. This is why Yahweh gives you goodly words. This is why Yahweh gives us strong words. This is why Yahweh commands us to be strong and very courageous and always confirm the words of Yah. Always be willing to give your praises to the Most High. Because you know what happens when you constantly give the praises of Yah out of your mouth? It'll manifest through your actions. And yes, to praise Yah, it takes sacrifice. To praise Yah, it takes dedication. To praise Yah, it takes your heart being broken. To praise Yah, it'll take going through the pain. This is all the sacrifices that we give to give praises to the Most High. And when Yahweh calls you to praise him, be willing to answer the call. Because it's a glory and an honor to give praises to the Most High. But most of our people, they let these words get cast to the ground. And they rather follow after the speeches of man. They rather follow after the doctrine of man. But man's word caused nothing to come forth. Man's words caused nothing to prosper. But Yahweh's word, they don't return void. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter. See, once you start being the man and woman of your word, once you start honoring and swearing to your own hurt, and you start executing what you commissioned to do, now you become something peculiar. Now you become a treasure. Now you become something what Yah have made you for, and that's to be holy. Because only the holy is going to be concerned with keeping their words. Only the holy is going to be concerned with delivering righteous speech to inspire the people to serve Yahweh better. Only the holy will even be concerned with trying to keep Yahweh's law. All the unholy, they're not concerned with that at all. Matter of fact, they waiting for an opportunity to opt out. They waiting for an opportunity to say, yep, I see we can't do that, so I'm just going to stop. They got these things called the ancestry test, where they send your blood off, and it's supposed to tell you what part of Africa you come from. Now, where are these people gathering this information from? Where are they gathered this from? Yahweh said that he scattered his people off from the four corners of the earth. And people get these results back, and they, oh, man, I just found out that I'm 14% from Ghana. I'm from Haiti. I'm from this and I'm from that. All because your enemy or your adversary tells you this is where you from. But Yahweh tells you that you Israel, and now you say, well, I don't do with no religion. I don't get caught up in no religion. You hearken into the speeches of man, but you won't hearken to the words of the Most High. This is why Yahweh is commanding us to awake ourselves. Because Yahweh's words don't return unto him void. In the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter, and the 22nd verse, it reads, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am Elohim, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is going out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Yahweh said, to him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. So you know what that means? Christ's knee is bowing. Paul's knees is bowing. Your knees is bowing. My knees is bowing. The whole earth knees will bow and confess and swear that Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. And why is this imperative to know? Because these are the words that Yahweh has chose to speak. These are the words that Yahweh has caused to be recorded in his book. This is how vital Yahweh's words is. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Because what are we discussing tonight? Are we going to keep going by the speeches of man, or are we going to adhere to the words of the Most High? And most of our people, they are in complete error. They are committing complete folly because they choose to go in the doctrine of man. They choose to go in the ways of man instead of hearkening to the words of the true and living Elohim. In the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, I'm going to read the 11th verse. Actually, I'm going to start at the 10th verse. And it says, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Yes, this is the word, these are the words of the Most High. And you won't get no promises like unto this. Man to tell you all day what he can do. Man to tell you all day what he can deliver. And none of it comes to pass. None of it comes to fruition. None of it, you don't even see it in your lifetime. You just die hoping that one day a man will stop lying and actually be about what he say. But if he's not coming inspired by the words of Yahweh, that's all he's giving you is a speech. Just motivational words to get you motivated for the moment. But what Yahweh's inspiration will do, it will have us inspired to get up and do action. See, when you deliver in a righteous word, when you deliver in a righteous speech, you cause an action. And this is something that the world, that man, can't do. This is something that man can't cause. Every word that proceeds out of my mouth won't prosper because I'm not Yahweh. It's things that I don't even know. So how can I say I done sent it out and it shall succeed? But Yahweh can say this because Yahweh knows the beginning from the ending. And Yahweh don't speak out of turn. Yahweh don't speak out of foolishness. Everything that Yahweh has said is in wisdom. Everything that Yahweh has said will be established. Because that's how you know that Yahweh is inspired to do righteous. Yahweh is inspired to do judgment. Yahweh is inspired to have mercy. Yahweh is inspired to show the world that he is the only power. He and he alone. And this is why Yahweh say, look, I'm going to show the world that I'm the only power because everything that came forth out of my mouth, it shall accomplish what I sent it to do. It shall not return unto me void. And that's what the world is waiting on. They waiting to call the Most High Allah. They waiting to say, Yahweh, you said we was going to be here for 400 years. Well, we done been here for 410 years, 420 years. Yahweh, you said that we should keep the Sabbath day. But we've been keeping the Sabbath day, and we still don't have no increase of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. You said pay tithes and offerings, and you will rebuke the devourer for our sake. Well, we pay tithes and offerings, and we getting devoured by the rebuker. Just waiting to speak words against the Most High. But these words, Yahweh said, they accomplish everything that he has sent it to do. And you do see wisdom, understanding, and knowledge being increased by keeping the Sabbath day. You do see the rebuking of the devourer when we pay what we owe Yah. And give Yahweh what is holy, what belongs unto him anyway. And you do see the benefits of serving Yah and Yah alone. Because Yahweh's words are not going to come back void. When the scriptures say there's no wisdom, understanding, nor counsel, then you wouldn't have, you if you had a book that rivaled the words of the Most High, then that would make that not true. That would make that false. And we don't serve a lying Elohim. We serve the true and living Elohim. And this is not only something that I can testify to. This is something that the nations can testify to. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter. And yes, many people are waiting to call the Most High Allah. Many of people are willing, ready to call the Most High false. But when Yahweh shows forth his testimony, when Yahweh executes his words, it is undeniable. That means that no one can rise up against it. And no man can come out and say that it is not the truth. And this is something that's testified in the book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter. And the 19th verse, it reads, that Elohim is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? That's right. If Yahweh said that you are blessed, then guess what? We are blessed. And no man can curse us. If Yahweh said that we are hidden, then guess what? We are hidden, and no man will be able to find us. And if Yahweh said that I'm going to give you your government, I'm going to give you equity, I'm going to show forth the world power by establishing my laws and testimonies, then that is the truth. That is what we are commissioned and supposed to be bringing to the world. That is Yahweh that we have to hearken to and not man. That is Yahweh that we have to seek after and not man. That is Yahweh who we need to cleave unto and not man. The only reason why you cleave unto man and hearken unto man is because we're not following the Most High. So now we end up having to serve something that's subsidiary. We end up having to dedicate servitude to that which is not the power of power, the King of Kings. We have to serve something that has not declared that it lives forever. Something that's just dust like we are. Something that passes just like the chaff as we do. But Yahweh's words is so much of the truth that Yahweh declares things to the heavens and to the earth. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to read the 39th and the 40th verses. And it reads, see now that I, even I, am he, and there is no Elohim with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. And neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. Now, who can say this? Who can declare this? Who can confirm this? They coming up with many inventions, still can't maintain life. They declaring that they got many fountains of youth, but they can't declare life. They can't declare none of these things. Why? Because they are not inspired by the words of the true and living Elohim. So all they can give you are speeches, a bunch of words that can motivate you, but it's not going to keep you in the ways of life. And when you bear in the words of Yah, that's what you are doing. You are inspiring to keep man in the ways of life and not have him walking in the snares of death. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 18th verse. And it reads, I will raise them up a prophet from amongst their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other Elohims, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh have not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of Yah, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, it is the thing which Yah have not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. Yes, when as soon as a false prophet rises up and speaks in the name of other Elohims, surely you perish. And yes, this is in your politics. Oh, you think that this is just in your churches, in your mosque, in your synagogues? No, these things are happening in captivity. They are happening all throughout in the political world. They telling you, look, man, all you got to do is vote for me. You don't need a God. You just need me. There was a protester, well-known protester throughout our times. His name was Dick Gregory. He came out with he said something when Obama got elected. And he said, man, we've seen the greatest thing that our eyes have ever cast on. He said, we can't say that we believe we seen God because we haven't seen him. We can't say that we seen Christ because we haven't seen him. But we have seen Obama. Why? Because these politicians, they present themselves as if they Elohims. As if they going to deliver you out of travail. As if they going to deliver you out of your plight. As if they going to deliver you out of the times of trouble. And when the times of trouble arrive, you're going to see yourself and them engulfed in the trouble. Why? Because Yahweh is Elohim. Yahweh is the only power. So anyone that rises up and try to inspire you to go after another Elohim or try to inspire you to go in the ways of that which is not Yah, they just bringing you into death. And that's why the false prophet surely dies, because he's speaking death and he bringing death. And if you follow that, you'll be like unto it. But we serve the true and living Elohim. We serve the Elohim that his words don't come back void. What he commissions it out to do, it succeeds. And it prospers in what he sent it out for. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the first chapter. And every year I'm loving the book of Genesis because it's so much wisdom, understanding the knowledge that we can obtain from just the book of Genesis, the first chapter. Because what we see is something that is quite profound. What we see is the works of Elohim. What we see is the declaration of the works of our Elohim. No wonder the heavens and the earth are singing the praises of Yah. Because look at the works that Yahweh calls to happen. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, and the very first verse, It reads, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. My people, do you know how profound just those few verses are? You understand what you're seeing? The first words that were ever uttered on the face of this earth came right from Yahweh. And as soon as Yahweh uttered it, it came to pass. He said, let there be light. And there was light. That's all Yahweh had to do, was just purpose it and say it, and it came to be. No wonder we are commissioned and commanded to keep our words, swear to our own hurt, because the name Yisrael means as a prince who has power with Elohim and with man and has prevailed. Yes, you have power with your Elohim. You have the power to declare things and they come into existence, not because you do it, but because Yahweh will will it to happen. With just good words, you can preserve and maintain and give a better all-around life by just the words. But by the same token, we can also speak words and bring darkness and death. Because Yahweh said this in the book of Psalms, the 82nd division, if you turn with me there. In the book of Psalms, the 82nd division, and the 6th verse. And what is 6? 6 is the blessings of man and beast. So no wonder this is the 6th verse. But it says, I said, ye are Elohims, and all of you are children of the Most High. That's right. We Elohims, because we are children of the Most High. We are children of the true and living Elohim. So we Elohims. So that's like if your father was a king and you his son, well, you a prince. And when he's off of the throne, you become king. And then you give birth to a son. And now he's the prince. And if something happens to you, now he's the king. Well, we Elohims, because Yahweh is our father. And Yahweh is Elohim. So we are Elohims. It says, but ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. My people, do you understand that the only reason why we are falling like one of the princes, the only reason why we are dying, because we are not hearkening to the words of our Elohim? As I spoke about earlier last week, everything that's obedient to the words of Yah, it lives forever. The sun has been existing since the beginnings of time. The moon and stars have been existing since the beginnings of time. The heavens and the earth have been existing since the beginnings of time. And all you just see is a perpetual, some come in, they leave, new ones are ushered in. They get old, they come out, new ones are ushered in. So all you see is a recycling. A recycling. But these things wouldn't recycle and take place if Yahweh's word wasn't maintaining it. if Yahweh's word wasn't preserving it, if Yahweh's word wasn't commissioning it. What did Yahweh commands us to speak his word faithfully? Because in speaking Yahweh's words faithfully, we are preserving our own lives. That's why it says this in the book of Proverbs, the 18th division. If you turn with me there. In the book of Proverbs, the 18th division and the 21st verse, it reads that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That's right. Whatever you eat the fruit, whatever you enjoy, that's the fruit of it you're going to bear. So if you like praising Yah, you like speaking life. You love praising Yah, then you love bringing forth light. And you're going to eat the fruit of it. But if you love speaking death, and you always cursing, and you always vexing, then you're going to eat the fruit of that as well. And plenty of people will say, man, you die when you die. I don't have no choice over that. Yes, you do. This is why Yahweh said you are Elohims. Yahweh is very choiceful about when he chooses to speak. And he's very poignant when he speaks. And Elohim is the Elohim of few words. You don't see Yahweh speaking a whole bunch of words or talking a whole lot. Matter of fact, Yahweh may come by and tell us the same thing 4 or 5 times. Why? Because everything that Yahweh says is established. So he's not just talking just to talk. He's not speaking just to speak. He's not standing up to give a speech so people can be like, oh, that was beautiful. No, when Yahweh came and spoke to the whole nation of Israel, he gave us a whole 3 days to prepare ourselves. He said, look, don't come near your wives. Bathe yourself, wash your clothes, do everything, because something's about to take place that hasn't happened in the history of the earth. As you know it, I'm about to come and speak to my people. And when he spoke, it was powerful. It just was deep what he was saying. No, it was powerful. Literally, it was powerful. The earth shook. The mountains smoked. It was thick clouds of darkness. It was literally powerful when Yahweh was speaking. And it was so powerful that the people was afraid. And they said, look, we don't want to hear the voice of Yah no more. We need a representative. Because if this is going to take place every time Yah speak, we won't be able to live. Because that's how powerful the words of Yah are. Now, people will come today and they'll tell you, man, a voice came to me and telling me to do this and do that. Coming and telling me this. Man, the voice is this. I think I'm a prophet. Now, people say Yahweh talking to everybody. They say Yahweh speaking to everybody. People, man, Yahweh teach me. You understand if Yahweh teaching you? If Yahweh is personally coming, what type of relationship he's establishing with you? When is Yahweh talking to you and teaching you, and you going telling his servants not to keep the Shabbat day? Yahweh talking to you and speaking with you, but you saying not to keep his laws. Yahweh speaking with you and talking to you, but you telling the people that the tribes of Israel are 12 different nations. He talking to you and teaching you, and you praising something other than the Most High. Man, all you're doing is just falling for the speeches of your own heart and the imaginations of your own heart. And you said, nah, man, I that's not my heart speaking. I literally hear a voice. I've heard it. Well, let's turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 9th verse. In Jeremiah 17 and 9, it reads, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." Man, who can know it? Yet the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. So, yeah, you may be under the impression that Yahweh speaking with you, that Yahweh teaching you, that he just talking to you, and he commanded you not to go to any classes. He told you not to keep any of his laws. He told you not to keep the Shabbat day. Yahweh came and directly told me not to pay tithes and offerings. So I don't care what you down at that class talking about. You just speaking for naught. You just speaking a bunch of vanity. Yeah, you know why? You the only one that's hearing this message? You the only one that's receiving this word? Because you being deceived by your own evil heart. Because it's desperately wicked. Above all things. Man, who can know it? You don't even know it. People tell you all the time, man, I know Christ is real. He was sent to me in a dream. No, he wasn't. And if it was, that was just your heart deceiving you. Because it's just desperately wicked. You can purpose right now that you're going to keep the Sabbath day holy. Every Sabbath you are blessed to be in the land of the living. And your heart will start trying to deceive you. And trying to put other thoughts inside of you. And start, nah, man, you can't keep them all holy. A couple ones, you know, Super Bowl in February. You got to think about the fight come on tonight. What are you talking about, man? You got a Super Bowl party to plan for, man. So you're going to have to take all Sabbath day. It's going to be uttering things to you because the heart is desperately wicked. Because you know what happens? And once you have purpose to keep the Sabbath day holy, once we have purpose to keep the laws of the Most High, now it's time to be disciplined. Now it's time to put forth works. That's why so much of the words of Yahweh is being denied. Because all it is a denial to put in work. To put forth work. Yes, praising Yah with our lips is one thing. But praising Yah with our actions is a whole nother thing. And that's something that most of us haven't been trained to do. Most of us haven't been brought up to do. Most of us have been brought up to just give lip service, to just give good words. But no, Yahweh said, if you want to break this deceitful heart and you want to start understanding the way this heart is working, you want to make a new heart within you, well, now you got to commit your works unto me. And your thoughts will start to be established. Why? Because that is the work of Elohim. That's why the scriptures say, ye are Elohims. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. Because once these things have been purposed by the Most High, these things are taking place. They're happening. Yahweh doesn't issue a thought and say, let me see. I got to think about this. No, once this done came out the mouth of the Most High, it's already been meditated on. It's already been established on how it's going to start and when it's going to end. So now it's sent out because now it knows its commission. It knows its purpose. Now man don't know the commission. Man may not know the purpose, but Yahweh does. So we either going to hearken to the speeches of man or the words of the Most High. Either we going to hearken to the speeches of the king or we going to hearken to the words of the Most High. And if you hearken to the speeches of man, if you hearken to the speeches of the king, they better be telling you what thus saith Yah. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to receive light. That's the only way that you're going to be able to receive life in itself. That's why it says in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter and the 20th verse, it reads, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, It is because there is no light in them. There is no light in them. You can come and say, I don't have to bring you the words of Yah and the words of Yah only. You can say that all day, all night long. You can say, yeah, I know what the book says. But based off of what I studied, you can say that all day and all night long. You can say, man, I go by certain things, and I can't show you none of it in the words of Yah. You can say that all day and all night long. All you are doing is issuing, telling the world that there is no light in you. There is no light. So you essentially telling the people, if you continue to follow me, you're just going to be walking in the ways of darkness. And you know if you ever walked in darkness, you're not sure of anything. Things you knew that was in the room, you stumbling over. Things you knew was right by your foot, you tripping over. You just prone to just commit folly because you walking in darkness. And anytime we hearken to men that give us words that's against the words of the Most High, that's what we choose to do. Follow after darkness. Follow after ways that's not established by Yahweh. So we hearken to the speeches of man, to the doctrines of man, and not to what Yahweh has commissioned us to do. And we act like this is a difficult thing to follow Yah. We act like these words are not written in a language or in a language or a speech that we can't understand. Man, the words of Yah have been translated in every language, all throughout the world, because this is the commission that Yahweh has sent forth his word to do. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter, and the 9th verse, it reads, to whom shall he teach knowledge? And to whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. So precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. And it has the audacity to be some fools out here saying, well, where were we at when Yahweh decreed this? Well, all you have to do is read. You're not following instructions at all. The very next verse says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. So you know where we at? In the four corners of the earth. So Yahweh may come to you. If you're in Russia and you speak in Russian, then guess what? Yahweh knows how to send his servant to you, and you'll understand. You in Germany and you speak German, then Yahweh has sent his servant to you, and you'll be able to understand. You in China and you speak Chinese, Yahweh has sent his servant to you, and you'll be able to understand. You in America and you speak this broken English, Yahweh will send his servants to come with the words of this broken English, and we'll be able to understand. Because this is Yahweh speaking to his people. This is Yahweh that has determined this. This is not us saying we got to dig our way out and find salvation. This is Yahweh saying, I'm giving you my salvation. I'm going to come to you no matter where you are. I know where you at. I know what plight you in. I know where I've scattered you. I know what language they speak. And I'm going to come to you even if it's in another tongue, so you'll be able to follow and hearken unto me. This is why Yahweh said this in the book of Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 4th verse. And it reads, And he said unto me, Son of man, go get thee unto the house of Israel and speak my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not too many people of a strange speech or of a hard language whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened to thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. The indictment that the Most High has made against his people. He said, look, even if I sent you to a nation of a hard speech and a hard language, they would have hearkened. But the house of Israel, they know exactly what you're saying. They know exactly what you're showing. But they won't hearken because we hard-hearted and impudent children. And this is the controversy that I have with a lot of people that say, well, this is why we need to learn the language. This is why we need to have the language. The salvation is in the language. The ways of Yah is in the language. Well, if the ways of the Yah are just in the language, then why are we here? Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 10th chapter. Because we're going to see what's more important, the language or obedience to the Most High. And excuse me, that's Genesis, the 11th chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. And it reads, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. That's right. It was a point in time where the whole earth was of one language and one speech. There was no difference in tongues. The whole earth spoke one language and had one speech. And look at what happened. It says that it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men build. And Yahweh said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's tongue. So Yahweh scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the earth, and they left off to build the city. And the name of that city is Babel, which means confusion. And where are we at? Well, we are in the daughter of Babylon. This is the daughter of confusion. And Yahweh confounded the speech. Yahweh mixed up the words and made sure that they didn't understand each other's tongue. So why say, well, we just need to speak Hebrew? You don't speak Hebrew, you can't serve Yah. Where is that a commission? Where is that a law? Where is that a testimony? Yahweh said that he confounded the language. So you know why you have so many speeches in the world today? You know why you have the speech of Chinese, German, Russian? Why you have the speech of Italian? All these different various speeches and languages? Because these are the works of Yahweh. And you know why you have Hebrew language? Because there are a Hebrew people. And if there's a Hebrew people, then there's an Elohim. Because Yahweh is the Elohim of the Hebrews. So all this nonsense that they speak, man, there is no creator. That's nonsense you speaking. Well, there's language on this earth, and there's speeches on this earth, and they call Hebrew. And if you say, I speak Hebrew, then they could get a translator that speak the tongue of your language. Well, how is there a tongue and not a people? And how is there a people but not an Elohim? See, this is the wisdom of Yah, because the words of Yah are works. So our words must be works. Any speech that we deliver must be of works. That's how they become testimonies, because they're a declaration of your works. But because our people don't take these things into consideration, and because the world don't consider this, they just come out and they have great speeches against the Most High. But Yahweh has declared it, that unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear and confess that Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. Turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, keep thy foot when thy goest to the house of Elohim, and be more ready to hear than give the sacrifices of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before Elohim. For Elohim is in heaven, and thou be upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. That's right, the standard of the Shabbat and coming into Yah's sanctuary is the standard that should be when we go out in the world. Because that's the problem. It's too many people that's speaking. It's too many people who are just giving words. It's too many people that are delivering speeches. And all they doing is proclaiming they own foolishness. That's why the Proverbs say that even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted as the wise. Sometimes just sit back and just be quiet. Be silent. I learned that from my elders. When you're having a discussion or a debate, don't be just ready to chime in and hit people with all the knowledge that you have. No, use what's referred to as spiritual jujitsu. And jujitsu is the art of using one's weight against themselves. Let the person just talk themselves into their own rope. Put their neck in their own rope. Because surely the more that they keep talking, the more they're going to bury themselves deeper and deeper and deeper. They'll hang themselves. You won't have to do nothing but say, praise the mighty Yah. I didn't have to declare. You just kept talking, and now you hung yourself. You've contradicted yourself. Because when you speak in the words of Yah, you speak in works. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 50th chapter. In the book of Psalms, the 50th chapter, and the 23rd verse, it reads, whoso offereth praises glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of Elohim. That's right, in all our ways, we acknowledge the Most High. So don't just be on your best behavior on the Shabbat day, but we're supposed to be on our best behavior every day and ordering our conversations aright every day. Yahweh don't care about what happened on Love and Hip Hop. Yahweh don't care about what your coworker's doing at your job. Yahweh don't care about how you got the weed man out of extra weed. Yahweh don't care about how you went to the liquor store and got two bottles of Hennessy for the price of one. He don't care about none of that. If you have wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, then your speeches, your words, your praises, we're supposed to be coming around each other giving the praises of the Most High. This is how you speak often one to another. Because our mouths are continually filled with the praises of the Most High. so you can inspire your brother and sister and say, man, we got to serve y'all better. I got to get better. I'm going to hang around that brother. I'm going to hang around that sister because they seem to be strong in serving Yahweh. And we be examples to the world. We be lights to the world. We show forth the world the praises of Yah by bringing them the word of Yah. So when we give a speech, it's praising Yah. We giving the words of Yah. And we come into the world letting them know that besides Yahweh, there is none else. And if you don't believe it, if you don't want to hearken to it, then you best believe by the words of Yahweh. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess and swear that Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. So why be made to do it and just do it willingly and give Yahweh a righteous sacrifice and work the works of righteousness? So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.